This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Are you going to rap over it?
Just give me a second.
Now what you hear is not a vest. I'm rapping with my mom. She abandoned me at age 9 and came back for my high school graduation. I was the valedictorian. I got ice cream to celebrate every A+. That's right, I got a 5 on my A push test, but I nearly died. On the way to the proctoring exam, I drove a pickup truck into a bridge filled with preteens they've never seen again. They made a movie about the accident with a title at the end of the film that read, "The killer was never found." I've lived with this secret for my entire freaking life. I had a therapist who I told about the accident. She told me that she had to tell the authorities, and then I saw her on a separate bridge and I killed her with the car. It's happened to me twice in my life so far, and I would do it all again, because I don't want to end up in the penitentiary, even though it would help my rap career out.
So, like, that never happened, but it's sort of this, like, it exists outside of time, is what I was saying.
You sure really it never good. Happened? It sounded so specific.
Huh?
It sounded very specific.
Oh, you want to hear the second verse?
No.
Jake, look. Welcome to another edition of the HeadGum Podcast. With us, as always, Marika Brownlee on the sax, Amir Blumenfeld, co-founder, CCO, Chief Cultural Officer?
Yeah, CLO, actually.
Yeah, so it's like Electric Light Orchestra, but chief.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And joining us as never before is CBS Films, The To-Do List's Lauren Lapkus.
Wow, I'm so glad you're mentioning that movie. I had one line.
That's what just shot you onto my radar. It was unbelievable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We should say it's Friday, May 7th, 2021. We meant to have you on, Lauren, for the audit. I was audited as the host of the show to become a better host and a better person, and it worked.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually glad I'm catching you at this point then.
It'll be a comfortable ride. It'll be like a slip and slide. It's going to be smooth sailing from here on out.
Okay, cool.
Oh my God, that was the biggest
sip. You slammed that coffee.
Was that a Guinness?
Went in your eye.
That looks like a lukewarm pint of cold brew.
It went in my eye.
Yeah.
Marika caught that.
He slammed it back. It was a huge cup.
Yeah,
a thick pint. The glass looked thick too, in addition to the size
like
of the
Guinness
glass.
Looked like a Guinness almost.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, it's the freaking weekend, as they say. The week has gone poorly, per usual. Let's start us off with the major key alert.
Oh my God.
When you have
so
a hard
loud.
Week.
Dude, that was jarring.
When you have a hard week, you have to plan things that make it that much easier that weekend. I don't know if you guys know this. Yes, yeah. So it's your time to let a load off, to kind of relax, to sink into the couch, as it were. Do you guys have weekend plans is my first question.
Wow. Do I? Oh, yeah. I'm going to a Zoom wedding.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Are you going or are you Zooming?
I'm attending from my computer. This is my fourth Zoom wedding that I've been to
Jesus.
in COVID.
It seems like that's... I've been to a few.
Yeah.
It's not necessary, right? Like, well, you're by yourself and now I have to be on a computer while this is happening. Just like, send me a video. I don't have to watch a live stream of the ceremony.
That's interesting.
The worst part of a wedding.
No, I don't know. I love to hear vows.
Totally.
I've attended a couple that were done really well, where like they had hired a company where there's like cameras everywhere and it's like very highly produced, where like you can see everything really well and hear everything. And then I've been to one that was not that way, and it was like I missed the vows, and like they were really far away, and like the laptop was open like really far away from that. And so it was kind of, but that was like really early in the pandemic, before people understood, I think, like what could be possible.
Yeah. the future of Zoom weddings, when all weddings are on a Zoom. Don't get me wrong, it's better than like traveling to a wedding. Like, that's also really bad. So it is
the
nice
moment
to not
when you
do it.
Log out and you're just at home and you're like, all right,
that was it.
You
I
don't
did
have to
my
like small talk with anyone.
Yeah, and you don't have to give them a gift. That's the best part.
Well, you do have to give them a gift.
No, I'm saying, yeah, you do have to, but like in general, you don't have to. Wink, wink. Tipping is optional.
Totally.
You can give the gift up to a year, right? I'll get it later. And then
yeah,
8 months
have time.
Out, I forget.
Yeah, you've been outdoor dining all year. You've been kind of maskless at Salazar. It's been kind of rude to waiters, no tip, the whole shabazz.
That's right. I'm trying to put out there that we're not living in a pandemic. Another huge, huge sip of the coffee, the beer. I don't know what that is. It doesn't look cold. It's cold brew, but it doesn't look cold.
Let's see it.
I got the cold brew because it's like, you know, and now this is not condensation from the coldness. That's steam from the scalding.
The
humidifier.
Yeah.
Confusing science.
Sorry.
Anyone else doing anything fun this weekend? I mean, that's my only plan.
Zoom wedding. Are you going to dress up?
I might put on like, you know, a shirt that looks a little nicer.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of just like play it by ear sort of thing. See what I'm in the mood to do. I've seen people do whatever they want in the audience portion of it. Like some people are like fully relaxed and other people, I've gotten dressed up and I went to one that was on Halloween. I put on a wig, but then I felt kind of crazy. Just on Zoom in a wig. So then I took it off halfway through.
Just the like.
Just the conceit of a Zoom wedding that you are then like at some point when everything's over going to have the like reception or the fun part.
Oh, yeah. I think this one that I'm going to tomorrow is in person, but I'm not attending. But now enough people are vaccinated that they're doing it in person.
Yeah, a little half and half.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Amir?
You can do Zoom.
I said a little half and half.
Oh, yeah.
Like
it's kind of like an Arnold Palmer.
No, it's not. I meant
it's
like
a little bit like an Arnold Palmer. Half tea, half lemonade, half in person, half over
Now
Zoom.
I feel like I interrupted Lauren, but you did. And like you're dragging me with you. I was agreeing with her as she was talking.
Lauren, I'm so sorry about Amir. Continue.
Oh. I genuinely don't care and I don't even know what I was talking about.
That's the tagline to this show.
You heard it here first.
Jesus
you absolutely
Christ.
Heard it here first.
What the fuck?
Now's the perfect time. Lauren, what do you have to plug? This is not the end of the show, but just get it out.
Now is the perfect time.
7 minutes in. Time. The worst time
okay.
to plug.
What do you mean?
Not at the top. Not at
I don't
the
want
bottom.
It to get lost. Yeah.
I want everyone to right now leave this podcast and go listen to Threedom and Newcomers. Threedom is the show I do with Paula Tompkins and Scott Aukerman, mm-hmm. where we just talk about our lives and play games. And then with Newcomers, it's me and Nicole Byer. This season, we're watching all of Tyler Perry movies for the first time. It's fascinating. It's fun. And it's insane.
Have you guys talked about his Oscar win?
Yes, we did. We did. We did that in our News Media segment, which is news media.
That's really good.
News Media.
And we got to cover that. And there's always something going on with Tyler Perry. He's got some news every week.
Yeah.
I mean, really, he's churning out hits.
Yeah.
I bet he's rich, right? If you think about it, I bet he has like a 3-bedroom or a 4-bedroom.
If he has an 18-bedroom.
Yeah,
he
I was saying he could probably afford.
Dollars.
Yeah, at
yeah.
least
yeah.
he can afford to buy in West Hollywood. I think like
he bought
all the movies.
He could.
What?
Well, Meghan Markle stayed at his house.
Yeah.
You know, when
so it's probably like
homeless.
At least a 2 if he has plus an office.
Totally. I'm he saying had room he's loaded. For them to stay.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Obviously. Yeah.
No one's arguing with you, right?
Oh my God, are you kidding me? It's not even a fold-out. Markle didn't have to sleep on a futon.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine if they really were just doing? In some small house during that, like kind of walking over each other and, you know, getting in each other's way in the kitchen?
Yeah, it's I'm like, going to Zoom from the living room. The queen. So if you could stay in the bedroom.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Jeff? You're pulling up satellite imagery.
It's like showing us what the world looks like.
you guys figured this shit out. It's actually kind of awesome. You can see anywhere in the world on Google Maps if you tap satellite.
Yeah, so you're looking for what?
I was trying to find their house because it's
you're aimless.
It is an absolute museum house.
But you're just clicking any part of the map. Like, there's no part of you. You could type in an area and search that.
How can you possibly focus? It's moving so fast and rapidly.
He's just clicking. It's like watching someone play Sim City.
I mean, it's got to be one of these, right, Lapkus?
I don't know. You're clicking too much. Where are
you I don't know. Going? I'm going to throw up from watching this map go around.
Let's just, here we go. Hang on.
A podcast where the guests get nauseated to be here.
Forget it.
What a bad sell.
Wow. Absolutely. And you gave up as quickly as you launched into it. That was so intense.
So unnecessary.
Sorry, did you just say launched? Did you just say launched?
Is that like a key word?
That's the word of the week. That's absolutely the word of the week. What's your Venmo? That's $1,000.
I'm not going to say it on here because people try to get me to send that money.
No, I'll bleep it out. I swear to God. Is it? What is it?
I refuse to accept $1,000 from you. It feels really wrong.
Well, that's really nice. That's very nice of you.
I don't know if you've heard of Bonfire Coin, but I've actually made several $1,000 in the last 48 hours. So I can afford it, Lapkus.
Venmo got not suspended last week.
And I did get suspended from Venmo last week, but I'm back, baby.
Wow.
Actually, give us your trust wallet eHash and he'll send you the Bonfire Coin directly. That way we don't have to deal with USD.
That seems easier.
Yeah.
I love that.
What's your BSC address?
What's that?
What's that?
What's a BSC?
That's the it's
Babysitter's Club?
Babysitter's Club address. So it's where you used to babysit. Forget it. We'll get it at the end of the episode.
That's cool.
What is new in the world of crypto, Amir?
Lots of shit coins, meme coins, altcoins. Doge is having a moment. Elon Musk is hosting SNL and everyone thinks that will drive up the price. So then they buy it and then that drives up the price. And then all these fools think that they were right because they actually are right. And it's this positive feedback loop where seemingly there's no end in sight.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I can't wait to watch his sketches.
Yeah, he's going to be
He's been saying good. Skits with a hard S on Twitter.
I did catch that. Oh, my God.
No, but so, Lauren, do you have any money in crypto? Do you have any? And then just aside from that, what's your actual net worth?
I haven't done the whole cryptocurrency thing. I'm a little bit like, you know, past I don't know what's going on with that. So, I mean, no, but a lot of my friends are making money. So I guess it's happening.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel nervous to get involved myself. I don't really want to learn all about it, but I also feel like I'm missing out.
Yeah. Well, for you, I feel like it's not a worry because
this girl is on fire.
I mean, you're booking left, then right. It's unbelievable. I mean, I'm like, I check your IMDb like it's the New York Times front page and it's just like new thing, project in development, new casting, you know? You can't check Variety without Lapkus, man. It's unbelievable at a certain point.
Yes, absolutely. I won't deny that.
I mean, who is your agent? John Sachs, UTA?
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
You know too much.
No, this is the second time this has happened on the show because it happened with Caleb Heron. I said Rachel Rush. I know like five agents because I used to intern for Rise Management. So you're actually with John Sachs. Because John Sachs was mean to me on the phone once.
Well, it checks out. For you, I mean.
For me. Yeah. I seem to run people the wrong way.
Yeah.
Nothing about him. I'm saying I'm guessing you were an asshole.
This is what this is an actual story that happened.
Oh, this is real?
Yes, that actually happened, but this also happened. I got dinner with a couple people at Salazar on Tuesday. Fully vaccinated the whole
thing. So what you accused me of, yeah.
Yeah, that's a clear projection of what he's been doing himself.
I guess write what you know, right?
Oh, that's cool. Wait, sorry. Do you mind if I write that down?
No.
I went to Salazar. They did not have any reservations, so I went an hour early to put my name in, right?
Okay.
No
right,
one questioned
right.
it.
Yeah, sure. yes, okay. right. Yes.
And I walked up to the, finally, like, my friends met me there, and I walked up to the hostess desk, and I was like, hey, like, I'll just so you know, like, all of us are here. I put my name in, like, an hour ago. You said it would be an hour, but you haven't texted me yet. And, like, I meant it as, like, I'm early. So, like, no worries, but, like, I'm not walking up because we're ready. But it came out as, why didn't you text me yet? And I thought about it. I've been thinking about it every day.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
It's probably okay.
What's that?
You make me not want to talk at all. You are yeah. a silencer. You...
Yeah.
You're actively ruining the show that you host, which is difficult
Damn,
to pull off.
Daniel.
Yep, there it is.
I'm back.
It's so current.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
I mean, we're almost through the thick of it. I don't know what else to say. Lauren, are you fully vaccinated?
I don't want to talk about vaccines.
So you're anti-
anti talking about it.
No, I'm not anti. I'm not fully vaccinated yet.
Okay.
But I will be.
I'm vaccinated myself.
Vaccinated?
Yeah. That's
yeah,
half
vaccinated, yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought there's like
how about you, Jeffrey?
I'm fully vaxxed, Moderna gang, obviously.
Are you vaxxed and waxed? Because that's the new phrase I'm hearing.
I've been saying waxy vaxy, meaning as soon as you get that vax in your arm, or what is it, Amir? It's as soon as I get that wacky, wait, it's as soon as I'm fully vaxxed, I'm getting my ass waxed. And I do want to
yeah.
do that. Was that Avital who just sneezed?
Yeah, she was sneezing in the other room. I was going to yell bless you, but then I realized you guys would hear it, and then it would pick up on the microphone.
Can you tell her that I say bless you? Or at least Gesundheit.
Bless you.
From Jeff.
This thing.
From Jeff.
Great.
Thanks, Jeff, and not Amir.
No, I'm fully vaccinated. I do actually want to get something waxed for the
should get like your upper lip waxed. It would just be weird.
I feel like that'd be super painful because isn't it areas that you shave, it gets thicker.
That's what they say. You know, I don't know if that's really a true thing. I don't feel like that's true.
Yeah, it feels
false. I don't feel like when I shave my legs, my hair grows in thicker. Like, yeah. It's just like, yeah. I don't think that's
the same. That's what they told little girls to scare them from shaving. So
yeah,
it's
don't
like
shave
an old
your
wives
face
still.
Because it'll,
yeah, exactly.
Yes,
yeah.
It's all just to like thicker. Keep you.
The upper lip does not hurt.
Really?
No, that's fine. For a second. It's like, you know, when you get into your vagina, that's when it starts to really start to burn a little bit. Mm.
I've read that.
True story. I got my ass waxed when I was in high school because I could drive.
Why?
Because I could drive. So I was like
the cheeks?
No, the inside.
Sorry, what?
He wanted to drive faster, so he got his hair taken off his ass.
Hairless, assless chaps hanging out of my mom's Maserati. That's a Mazda.
Maserati.
With the engine of a Maserati. Yeah.
Damn.
Daniel.
All right, we have to move on to our next segment.
Welcome to another edition of Thunderdome!
Welcome to the Thunderdome.
I don't like that.
This is a segment, Lauren, that we debate hot button issues on topics that we aren't qualified to talk about.
Great.
Scottish independence. Let's wax about it.
What are you doing?
What's that?
You said that you would put some extra thought and care into this episode because, you know, Lauren's a special guest and we don't really have special guests all that often.
Now's a great time to plug the back catalog of with special guest Lauren Lapkus.
Yeah. So far.
Yes. You can access that on Stitcher Premium, but if you really want to support me directly, I have a Patreon and I am uploading old episodes of with special guests there as well.
Bears, cut that out.
I could cover it not with a bleep, but with me talking about waxing my asshole again.
Yeah, let's take old audio of me talking about it in August and put that over there as a band-aid. Scottish independence. What we're looking at polling-wise is that over 70%. Let's wise up for a second. This is real. Over 70% of millennials and younger Scots, 35 and under, believe that splitting off from the UK would be beneficial to the country. Specifically, we're talking about Boris Johnson's conservative right-wing premiership, right? Like, he's driving the United Kingdom down a deeper, darker hole than we've already seen in centuries previous. But on the other side of the spectrum, you have older Scots, you know, primarily elites, landowning, you know, who are concerned about the economic instability that independence might bring forwards.
I feel like I'm at a bar and you just walked up to me and I'm like, fuck. Like, how do I get out?
That's the perfect metaphor for this podcast.
Yep. I'm wearing an Argyle sweater vest.
Yeah. That should be our iTunes description.
Marika.
What?
Just
you should
feel
be
free
happy
to chime in at any time.
Off. Yeah.
You want me to wax about a topic that you prepared only for yourself?
Yes.
To talk about.
There's no way. Yeah. There's no way you had that off the top of your dome. You did some research. Yeah.
Yeah. I was talking.
And?
Yeah, you were. Next topic.
You did talk a bunch. That's crazy.
Yeah. For the host to talk that much is not good.
That was so weird. And it was like, there was no way for us to ever, you know, chime in because like we didn't know what was going on at all.
That's right. Yeah. And
there were barely, there were barely any pauses except for a time when we weren't supposed to respond.
You do this thing where you pause in the middle of your sentences and then it like never lets us go in because then it's like you're talking about the next sentence and then by the time you're done, you're already talking about the next sentence. So like,
Yes.
No, but it's so funny.
Great impression.
Trick you picked up.
And you kind of said everything that needed to be said and then opened the floor for other comments.
All right. Not going how I thought this was going to go. I thought there was going to be a healthy debate. yesterday, the Scots voted to elect members of Scottish Parliament, right?
Okay.
I don't know.
Right. I don't know. I don't want to say right.
Anything.
Because what if we're wrong? Yeah.
I'm not educated on this.
This could be gotcha journalism.
No, incorrect. This would have been last Thursday. But anyway, polls are suggesting that the majority of Scots in general, let's forget age brackets for a second, are supporting pro-separatist candidates.
And that's funny.
Yeah, you keep giggling as a nervous tick, but like, what is like, funny about like, this?
Do you know the nuances of that? Like, do you actually know?
Why are you smiling while you tell us?
What the fuck?
I'm just, let's...
Did you study abroad there for 3 months, like 20 years ago, and you're like, yeah, I got it.
I got a flat tire in the Scottish Highlands on a rental car. But that must
have been a really, like... moment that really shaped you.
Yeah. Well, because the thing about it proved to me that I can handle pressure because, you know, I'm on the phone with Sixt Rent-A-Car and they're like, this is going to cost you $1,000 unless you have our roadside assistance person come. And I'm like, when can they come? And they're like, well, we're closed tonight. So I'm like, no, I'm just going to take it to a mechanic. And they said, if you take it to a mechanic, we're going to charge you $1,500. I said, I'm not going to sleep in the car. And, anyway, we're getting...
And then what happened?
Well, you know, cut to 4 years later, and we're looking at...
Well, no, I'm kind of curious what happened that night. Like, did you sleep in the car, or did you go to a mechanic?
We got it patched up by a mechanic, and then we drove to Glencoe House, which is the...
And you paid $1,500 to Sixt.
I didn't. My buddy James did. We split it three ways.
Wow. Well, so you did a little bit.
I did a little bit. I never want to leave anybody hanging. I don't want to put anybody on the spot. I don't want to, like, make anyone feel alienated financially or...
What are you talking about? It's the whole point of the show. You put us on the spot. You make us feel alienated.
This is, you know...
Financially, I was alienated when we talked about Dogecoin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you offered to Venmo Lauren $1,000. She obviously didn't
feel
comfortable
with that.
Yeah, that
was really alienating.
I don't know how that's alienating. Like, that's a gift. That's a charitable donation.
Just didn't feel right about it.
All right. Well, you know what?
She owes you something or something.
It felt like something was going to come back to bite me if I took it.
Right.
Can I just say this sentence that I wrote because I was proud of it?
Sure.
Yep.
In a vacuum.
To be or not to be.
That one's taken, by the way.
Ask not what you can. Yeah. Listen, in a vacuum, the election results don't prove anything that Scottish independence is imminent, right, Marika? But it is another brick in the wall, to speak, that this post-Brexit decline of the United Kingdom is just separating people further. I mean, this divisive rhetoric, this point.
You think this is so funny for
you wrote
some
that?
Reason.
You wrote that and wanted to say it so much that you actually prefaced it with, can I read this sentence that I wrote that I'm proud of?
Listen, there's layers to it because Pink Floyd is a British band. We have to move on.
That's one layer.
God.
I got that.
We have to
move on.
That was
a single layer.
Oh, this is the wrong song.
Of course.
Here we go.
Oh my god.
I'm just saying it'll be an interesting tightrope for Boris Johnson to walk.
So long. Great.
Welcome to Chuggy or Gnaw. Have you guys ever played?
Oh, I just learned about Chuggy.
I'm interested.
I just learned about Chuggy. Yeah.
And what is Chuggy?
Well, I'll get into
it. It basically means basic. I mean, yeah, please.
No.
Please.
Yeah, I'd love to hear your description.
No, I just was told about Chuggy. This is a phrase that the young folks are saying, and it means like basic, like something like live, laugh, love is Chuggy. But then people say lasagna is Chuggy. And then I started going like, well, then what's Chuggy? So throwing my hat in the ring of like what I think is Chuggy, I said babies wearing RBG costumes.
Yes.
Chuggy.
That feels correct.
What's the origin of Chuggy?
I don't know.
It was like a word that some woman invented in high school.
In high school, sir?
That to like describe this, and then it caught on through TikTok recently.
Mm. Yeah, Chuggy, it's an aesthetic moniker, Blumenfeld. It's taken off on TikTok. It's Lauren described it perfectly. Some examples of Chuggy: live, laugh, love artwork, nautical-themed bathrooms, barstool sports.
Chevron pattern.
Yeah. Argyle sweaters, uh-huh. I would say. Life's a beach. Life is good.
Mm-hmm.
It's both tangibly recognizable, like you can put your finger on it, but it's also elusive. You have to like know about Chugi. So I thought it'd be fun to, I'll just shout out some things and you say whether it's Chugi or nah.
Okay.
Some things that are decidedly non-Chugi, by the way, Marika. Birkenstocks, right? Vintage decor found at like an estate sale. Making your own wine, et cetera, et cetera. Are you guys ready?
Okay.
Okay.
This is, okay. This is, there's no right or wrong answer. I just thought we could wax. Low-rise jeans.
I think nah.
I think
they're coming back.
Yeah, I think they're coming back. And I think, like, if you'd been wearing them 6 years ago, maybe it's Chugi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think we're good.
Did men ever have low-rise jeans?
Well, are these low-rise? I don't know what low-rise means. Like,
you're naked, dude. What the
oh, my God. Put fucking pants on. You've been leading up to this so you can get off to this or some shit?
That's you just let us into Chugi or Nah so you can show us your fucking
dong? What the fuck
dong?
Is wrong with you?
Fucking sick.
I would psychopath. You know what? This is, because it's all audio. So now people think I'm a sex criminal. Right, Marika? Yeah.
No, I'll just say I'm just kidding.
In court.
I don't know what constitutes low rise. I know high waist when I see it.
No, like low rise on a guy, I feel like it's like sagging jeans, which is like a different, totally different thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like low, that's not the same. No. I don't know. But that's, you know, is your butt hanging out? That's the question.
Often, yeah.
But please don't show us. Okay.
Is exposing yourself on a podcast Chugi or nah?
Chugi.
It's not Chugi.
It is illegal. Your Honor, my client was Chugi, obviously.
Sorry, he was being a little Chugi.
This whole courtroom is Chugi.
The jury loves it.
fuck this case. This courtroom is Chugi. You're Chugi. You're Chugi. You're Chugi.
They all stand the up and go, she.
No.
Why do I feel like there's five more people here?
What about buying your favorite sports team jersey? Like the really expensive, authentic version.
Chugi.
You said Chugi?
I think it's Chugi.
Yeah, I think it's...
I feel like that's not Chugi. I don't want it, but I'm just saying if that's what you like, I don't think that's Chugi. I think that's like passion.
Yeah, sports. It's a different level of lame.
That would have been a better game. Chugi or passion? yeah.
I feel like if it's something, like if it's like one that you wouldn't wear, that you would hang up on a wall and frame or something, maybe then it's not Chugi. Yeah. But if you're wearing those out and about,
what if you're wearing like a lot of people wear like cool, random
Amir,
players?
One second. We're playing Chugi or not.
That's cool.
Oh my God.
All right. What about Color Me Mine style?
So wait, one second, or we're going past what I was about to ask.
Oh yeah.
Like, are we gonna come back to it?
I think time ran out.
On the game or the whole show?
I'm just like on what he was saying. Like it seemed like you were like kind of on a time crunch.
No way. I started talking. It was like 2 seconds, and then he cut me off and he said 1 second.
Yeah. I mean, now we're definitely past the limit.
Because he cut me off and then you sort of piled on to that. And now I feel like we're out of time. But I didn't
feel
get
like
to ask my question.
You're dominating the
so
discourse.
So you do feel like we're out of time.
I mean, now we are. But like all I had to say was really quick. I could even say it right now instead of we're having this conversation.
Why don't you try? Like, because this is like on TV when like someone's like, they're about to say something really important. They get interrupted and then they just like don't say it. And it's like, you could just talk over that person and say what you're going
to
say.
Yeah. Okay. But I feel bad interrupt. Do you want me to say
no,
it right
yeah,
now?
No, yeah. I'm not, don't talk over me. I'm saying like, if that's just kind of the example I'm using.
Okay. So now that you're done talking, I'm going to ask. Ready?
Okay.
What about if you're wearing like a basketball jersey? That's not like, oh, I'm wearing a LeBron James jersey, but it's like, oh, I'm wearing this old vintage, like 1992 Eddie Jones jersey to Coachella or something like that.
Daddy,
is that considered... Oh.
I feel like if you're going to Coachella, that's Chugi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that falls under the bar. What's that?
For sure, I was agreeing because I want to be agreeable. I should be called Coach Shugi.
Sorry, one second.
By the way, I'm looking to unload weekend two. He muted me. Yeah.
All right. Color Me Mine style pottery.
Shugi.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I think it'll come back around, though.
Shugi.
Yeah, I think in like 5 years, that'll be like really funny and like ironic and then cool.
Yeah. What about wheel spinning your own?
You guys really like, is there a Zoom delay or is this just how you guys are?
This is, some people are like in sync. You know, you have that 1-2 connection, Kobe, Shaq. It's the inverse of that. We might be signing a new lease, we should say, on a new HeadGum office in Lauren.
So we should, say, and also.
Yeah, we don't have to like say insider, like, oh my God, so much of that coffee has been drunk in the last 14 minutes. That can't be good for you. You must have had a pint of cold brew.
Yeah, wait, how did it go away?
So quickly. I think it's the sips that he takes are so big.
They're huge.
That's crazy.
Lapkus.
You don't, right. Don't say the exact location. Right. Don't leak the information. It has.
Unreal.
Los Angeles.
It also might not
be. Bleep all that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bleep all of it.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it should be. If it happens, it'll be exciting. But yeah. Jeff won't know first because, yeah, you're not supposed to talk about it out loud on a podcast for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I would say it's almost written in the stars. Like, definitely count on it. I would put in your like own contact thing on your phone, put as your work or one of your works.
Okay.
So that you can just type work on Google, whatever. And then, you know, comes on Apple CarPlay, obviously. And then it just nabs you.
What's
there.
What's next, dude?
Harry Potter.
Shugi.
For sure. What about Harry Potter World?
Shugi.
I would argue that's not Shugi.
I feel
it's less Shugi. Excuse me. It's less Shugi than the whole thing, but it still is Shugi. And like the idea of me putting on a striped scarf and glasses and running around fucking an amusement park is Shugi.
I feel like if you're going with the intention of just going to Harry Potter World, then it's Shugi. But if you're just going to Universal to have a day,
I agree. I'm fine not Shugi. If you wander into Harry Potter World, that's not Shugi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, how do you spell Shugi? Because I'm Googling it now and it says it's a Japanese anal cleaning tool. So is it not Chugi? Was it named after?
Are you ordering one?
Well, I mean, I have a bidet that I really like, but I don't necessarily need a specific Japanese anal stick to clean my ass. But
well,
at the same time, how do you spell Shugi? Because I don't see anything about it being basic, and all I see is this, this ancient.
How'd you spell it?
I searched ASS cleaning Shugi, ass cleaning Shugi,
right.
And
of course.
It came up.
Right.
Yeah, but how do you do your Shugi? Is it not like that?
How do you do your Shugi?
How do you Shugi? Let us know. Hashtag Shugi at HeadGum Podcast. Let us know.
I think it's Chugey.
Correct.
Oh, I see.
Well, is the ass cleaning Shugi Shugi or nah?
That's nah.
That's nah. Yeah. All right. What about unscented votives?
Shugi.
Yeah.
Even though I have some, but ultimately Shugi.
At the end of the day, it's Shugi. What about uncertain motives?
Not Shugi.
I'll agree.
Okay. Cool. Well, we do have to move on.
Okay.
Thanks oh my God.
We didn't. Yeah. Don't act like you're disappointing us by saying we have to move on.
We weren't enjoying that. I know that you wanted to keep going through here now, but we have to move on from that. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Lauren Ferris will cut this out, but do you think I should cut my hair? This is the longest it's ever been, and I don't really know.
I don't mind it.
You don't mind it? Okay. You're going to be the deciding vote. My friends are split down the middle.
Just like your hair.
What's that?
Just like your hair, asshole.
I guess I would say, what do you typically do to your hair?
Nothing.
Like, you typically just cut it really short, like with some length on, a mirror's length or like, you know.
Kind of like a mirror's length. This is like, I mean, now is as good a time as any, right? To kind of, here we go.
Look, you know what you should do? Oh, wait. Okay. So that's you?
That's me, yeah.
You have a mask on. It's hard to tell this picture.
This is 3 years ago.
He just had a mask on.
Performing surgery that day. That's why it's right.
I like it long. I like it long.
Okay, cool. That's all I needed to hear. All right.
I think it looks cool.
Very special segment. Amir knows what's coming. Shall we?
Don't.
What's that?
Nope. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, here we go.
Oh boy. This.
This is Jeopardy!
Wow, these categories.
Our categories are The Blind Side, Lauren's Personal Life, Department Stores. Stanley.
More. There's two more. You did not stick
Stanley.
You didn't stick the landing.
And then the last two are Stanley and L.L. Bean.
Department stores.
Wow, this is so normal.
That's a really good audio sting. You can add that to the next time you bring that little soundboard you have. Wow, this is so normal.
Oh my God, I can't wait to play.
Okay, so Lauren, your team one. Marika, your team two. Amir, your team three. This is for actual cash. So the numbers you're seeing on the board.
Shouldn't
what's
be.
That?
It shouldn't be. You're not liquid enough.
You can win up to X amount of dollars, whatever this is.
So is it in pennies or dollars?
This is Doge. It's USDT. So that's US dollars tether, which is a crypto that is equal to the value of the US dollar. So just dollars.
Got it.
All right.
But it's unusable like to any, like I don't know how to use that.
Exactly. Yeah. You'd have to open a Kraken account just to accept
the
money.
Yeah, this is just a bunch of bullshit. Okay, right. So let's do it. Let's do this.
All right. Lauren, why don't you start us off?
I have to go to Lauren's personal life for 100. I'm very curious.
Here we go. Snickers.
Ding.
Yeah, yes.
What is the first commercial Lauren did, or one of the first commercials Lauren did?
Incorrect. Anybody want to steal? Anybody want to hashtag stop the steal?
What is Lauren's favorite candy bar?
That's absolutely correct. The correct answer is, what is Lauren's favorite candy bar in the whole wide world? Because we have to assume that you would never sell a product that you don't enjoy yourself.
I do love Snickers.
Okay. Why didn't you say that? You would have gotten $100.
I guess, I don't know. It didn't really feel like my personal life so much. Okay.
Stanley for two.
Amir controls the board. Stanley for 200. Tools.
Ding. What is a drill?
That's incorrect.
It's really like, it really sucks to watch you go over and click the wrong really button does. And then hear the wrong sound.
I haven't been able to figure out a better way of doing this.
It's interesting.
You
okay.
can share one once.
Yeah, share one
screen,
window, but yeah,
but
it's okay.
That's fine.
She'll teach you about it later.
Yeah, I can do that. Okay, cool. Here we go.
Yeah, this is like a dress rehearsal now for an actual podcast that we're currently recording. We don't know what tools is. Is it like a type of hammer or wrench or something called
Stanley?
You don't
even want to try and... Okay, that's actually...
Can I try?
Yeah.
What is a brand of tools?
I'll give you that one. That is, what is the most Stanley brand of tools?
Wow, so tools is the answer.
In a way. Lauren controls the board.
Okay, I'll take The Blind Side for 300.
Okay. This is the Sandra Bullock movie from 12 years ago?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, for sure.
Academy Award for Best Sound Mixing.
Ding.
Yes,
ding.
Lauren.
What is The Blind Side? What did The Blind Side win at the Oscars?
That's incorrect. Marika, do you want to steal?
No.
Marika was definitely going to say The Blind Side. We don't know who actually
obviously.
Won that year.
So you don't
I can't even
want...
name another movie from 2009. Like, try to name a movie from 2009. What a weird...
Argo.
I guess I would say, what did The Blind Side not win?
Holy shit. That's absolutely correct. It's what is the award The Blind Side was snubbed for? Lauren's winning $500 fucking dollars right now, and I don't have that kind of cash, so this is really
okay. But you were about
me.
To send me $1,000, but okay, that's fine.
Lauren controls the board.
Okay, so I'll do Lauren's personal life for $200.
All right,
Andy Buckley.
I mean, ding.
Yes.
who was Lauren's co-star in Jurassic World?
That's absolutely incorrect. Like, it's on paper true, but it's not the answer. And I'm so sorry to say. Anybody want to steal?
Yeah. Who yes, was Amir. Lauren's first workplace crush?
We never met, by the way.
I'll give you that one. I'll give you that one. The correct answer is, who is Lauren's best friend in the whole wide world?
Wow.
We've met once briefly.
Mm-hmm. You know, he used to be a stockbroker. That's how he kind of got that air about him.
L.L. Bean for 300.
L.L. Bean for 300. L.L. Bean's Freeport, Maine headquarters.
Ding.
Yes, Lauren.
What is where LL Bean stuff is made?
That's, again, on paper correct, but not the answer we're looking for. Anybody want to hashtag stop the steal?
Ding.
Marika.
Can
yes.
I? What is Jeff's ideal vacation home?
I'll give you that one. The correct answer is, where does Jeff plan on proposing to his future wife?
Oh my God.
All right, Marika controls the board. We should give a quick score update. Lauren's leading the pack 500, and the Amir and Marika tied for second at 300. We should also say that you only win that cash if you come in first, so it is a race.
Okay.
I'll take department stores. I was going to say 200.
Oh my God.
Sure.
200. I accidentally tapped it. A department store at which Jeff has several hundred dollars worth of store credit.
Ding.
Ding.
Yes.
What is Dillard's?
That's what I was going to say.
That's incorrect, but it's so damn close. Amir?
What is Brooks Brothers?
That's not a department store, you fucking idiot. Ding. Yeah. Lauren?
What is Macy's?
I'll give you that one. The correct answer is, what is Kohl's? But they're kind of one and the same.
That's not the same
at
all,
store.
But I'll take the money.
Yeah, you yelled at me because mine was not a department store. Is Kohl's a department store?
Kohl's is not a department store.
All right. Well, I have Kohl's cash and I don't know what to fucking spend it on. So
get a duvet cover.
I have two duvets so that I can swap them in and out and I don't have to wash them and have it ready that day. I can just take them off, put them back
that's
on.
Smart.
What'd you say?
That's very mature of you.
I said that's smart.
Thank you. I don't know what else to say. Lauren controls the board.
Well, I got to go for Lauren's personal life for 300.
Are you just sure you want to do this one? This is audio.
That's all it is audio?
Don't belittle.
Is it just the word audio? Is there actual audio?
This is not usually how Jeopardy goes, by the way. It's just one word.
This is
and
barely
then you have
how
to create
Jeopardy
an entire
goes.
Question.
Yeah.
I guess I'll say what is the medium in which many people listen to Lauren?
I'll give you that one. It's, what is Lauren's favorite thing in the whole wide world?
Audio.
Lauren's at $1,000.
She's in the pattern.
I'm crushing it.
Lapkus controls the board.
The blind side for 200, please.
Okay, 28 days.
I mean, ding. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Marika.
What is the movie that The Blind Side lost to?
You're thinking of 127 hours, and no.
I wasn't, but...
What is Sandra Bullock's other movie that people know / the amount of time it took to film The Blind Side?
Oh. I'll say, how long The Blind Side was the number one movie in America?
All wrong. The correct answer is, how long was the DVD for The Blind Side available at Blockbuster?
Oh my God.
Can't be.
It truly is a Sandra Bullock movie.
Can't be accurate.
It was only available for less than a month.
I don't believe that.
Damn, Daniel. Right? It's kind of crazy. No. Marika controls the board for some reason.
All right. Let's go Stanley for 300.
Are you sure you want to do Stanley for 300?
Yeah.
Okay. MC Hammer.
Like his real name?
That's correct. Who is the only rapper named Stanley?
I was asking you to clarify. I didn't actually guess. All right, sure. Give it to me.
Amir controls the board.
Let's go to
six left.
Department stores for 300.
Department stores for 300. A department store where you can find the bustiest clothes.
I don't want to participate.
Everyone,
that's correct. what is JCPenney?
No.
What is?
I don't even get the fucking buzzer.
But right, see, thanks. I don't think you know what a department store is, so I'm going to say, what is Lane Bryant?
I really want to give you that one, but that's incorrect.
Can I say, what is Kohl's?
We already it's not Kohl's. I wish it was Kohl's.
Don't say we already did it like it isn't an option that you could still have that be
the correct answer is Nordstrom Rack.
Jesus.
And so how did you figure out that they have the bustiest clothes?
Right.
It's in the name.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus.
Amir, you control the board.
I think I'm going to be sick. LL Bean for 200.
LL Bean for 200. $936.32.
Ding.
Yes.
What is how much money Jeff spent on his last
That's
LL
correct.
Bean haul?
What is the most amount of money Jeff has spent in one purchase at LL Bean?
What did you buy?
I bought, this would have been Irish wool cable knit sweaters for sure. This would have been waders because I went fly fishing on the day. This would have been bean boots, the duck boots. Yeah. This would have been, I might have even gotten a throw blanket, and that would have been a reverse weave throw for an accent chair. I'm trying to think because that doesn't, that there's no way all of that adds up to 936 because what you have to understand about LL Bean is that they are fairly priced and they're fairly nice when you go into the store.
Is this an ad?
All right. Marika controls the board.
Let's do department stores for 100.
Department stores for 100. A department store for the divorce / sinewy.
So I guess it's like a play on the name, like the Nordstrom Rack one.
And you'd think it was
but
that.
Yeah, but Kohl's wasn't.
It's absolutely not.
It's not. Okay, so I'm going to say ding. Bloomingdale's.
Oh, that's incorrect. I'm so sorry.
Ding.
Yeah, Marika?
Belk's.
Where?
Belk's, B-E-L-K.
It's not Belk's.
Marika only names places that are in Ohio. That's exclusively.
Absolutely. It's absolutely a department store, but whatever.
Amir, do you want to wager, I guess?
I don't know. Yeah, Macy's.
No, man. That would have been better. I should have said a department store for the emaciated, and then it would have been
That's
Macy's.
Good.
But no, this is Dillard's. This one was Dillard's.
Oh, wow. Damn it.
All right. Who wants it? I mean, because nobody got it right.
Stanley for 100.
Stanley for 100. Morgan.
Stanley. Morgan Stanley. Ding. Who is Morgan Stanley?
No who is Morgan way. Stanley? Morgan.
No way.
I wish it was who was Morgan Stanley. The answer was Morgan.
There's no way it's not Morgan Stanley.
Okay, so
wait. What is JP?
What is JP? ding.
Yes.
What is the family that Sonia Morgan cares so much about on Real Housewives of New
York? I'll give you that one. The correct answer is what is the most Stanley Bank?
Okay, LL Bean.
LL Bean for 100. We have two more. Here we go. Land's End.
Ding. What is LL Bean's biggest competitor?
I'll give you that one. What is a lesser, cheaper, dumber, sadder, more sulfuric, un-Californian, godless, thoughtless, immoral, illegal, joyless, overstated, unwarranted, unsmiling, and frankly gauche version of LL Bean, whose founder, despite being in his early 90s, should be tarred and feathered in the town square?
Oh my God.
Wow.
Land's End was started in...
You love LL Bean.
LL Bean was started in 1912. And it's obviously thrived since then.
Land's End
was
know
and
that,
started
right?
in 1963, and they basically sell the same bullshit. So, kind of pissed. All right, the only one left is The Blind Side for 100. Mark Lavolsi.
Ding. Who is not in The Blind Side?
I'll give you that. That's who is the editor of the 2009 feature film The Blind Side. I mean, I don't know what else to say. Lauren, you just won. Over $1,200. Let's add that one thing there. That's $1,300.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Shade, I can also sell you the cash if you don't want to give me your Venmo.
That'd be perfect.
Hey,
I have to say,
Jeopardy.
That game was pretty fun, but it made me miss Alex Trebek.
No one
Sorry,
can
it's so loud. I can't. It's hard to hear sometimes.
Yeah, you can.
I miss the original
that.
Host, Alex Trebek. I feel like he did a much better job with like the way it went before. You know, like the way the games really
yeah.
played.
Yeah,
yeah. Alex the Trebek. Questions.
In case anyone couldn't hear me, I was saying, yeah, I missed Alex Trebek because like a lot of times your questions were just like the answer would just be like a word. And then like you're supposed to create like a full
audio.
Vague question yeah. surrounding that. Like it just doesn't, that's not really how that game works.
Yeah. I don't.
I wish you
Jeopardy.
And Trebek switched places.
In terms of hosting?
In terms of death.
In terms of where you are
alive.
Right now?
Yeah.
Hell and then here. Yeah. I wish you two would switch
rooms. Hell? Yeah. Trebek?
He's Canadian.
He's in hell and I'm in a handbasket.
Canadians all go to heaven.
And you've always
They're
said
like
that.
Dogs.
I've yeah. always said that.
Let's slide in a quick Brownlee's Druthers here. What she say? Marika takes the reins and I taught to say what you say. All right, 1 minute on the board. Before we head home here, Marika is taking the reins.
This is rude, frankly, because I don't have anything prepared.
Wow.
This is a segment where Jeff hands over the reins of the show to me, and I can't do anything
I love that.
About it. I have no choice. I think that I... Okay, here's my question. I've been watching a lot of TikTok videos of people making rugs with like tufting guns.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to decide if it's too late to get into like a very indoor hobby right now.
I don't think it's too late. I feel like we're not going to open up as much as everyone is wanting to. I think not everyone's ready to just jump back into the world. And I think you have a total right to stay home many nights of the week and just do your little tufting.
Just make my little rugs and I could sell them. That's yeah. Thanks.
That'd
Jeff.
Be fun too.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. Any other thoughts besides that? You put me on the spot to come up with something to talk about.
I thought it was interesting.
Thank you.
I thought it was interesting too. I mean, whatever Lauren thinks, I think so.
Yeah. Wow.
Amir.
I could have really controlled that right there, but
I like,
and that's what's so amazing.
The commercial aspect of it, trying to sell rugs is, you know, exciting. Mm. You can call it that's tough.
You do love money.
Yes, I love
that's
money.
Cool.
And
that's...
cash. Yeah.
We're about built tufted. So it's like durable rugs tufted by hand.
I think that's
yeah.
our time, right?
I don't know if durability
that is our
is
time. That, we should get into yeah. the plugs. Lauren, what do you have going on? What do you want to point the people to? The floor is yours. Go.
Okay, so I guess I would just direct everyone back to like 2 minutes in when I was first asked to plug.
Yeah, and you said that was the perfect time.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll say listen to Threedom, listen to Newcomers, get on my Patreon, and I'm on Good Girls on NBC. You can watch me on that show.
Marika, plugs?
I have nothing to plug. Listen to Newcomers.
Thank you.
Ditto everything that Lauren said.
Amir?
Yeah, I mean, keep listening to Lauren's shows, other HeadGum podcasts. Every listen goes a long way. Rate, review, subscribe. Download Jake and Mine's new dating app, Orion. It's been a wild thrill ride. I know Jeff's met. How many dates have you gone on through that app at this point? I feel like every time I text you, you're going steady with another person that you met on Orion, which has been so exciting to hear about.
Yeah, I've been breaking hearts and taking names, really.
That is your bio.
Talking to fans of your old web series and waxing about various bits of content that you've released in the aftermath.
That's cool. And I appreciate that. Thank you. And thanks to everybody that's downloaded and supported it so far. It's been it's been fun. Yeah.
Lauren, if you have any conversation starter ideas for the app, we're still coming up with some of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sure. What was your favorite grade in middle school?
That's great.
Eighth.
That's great. That's really good.
Let me tell you why, actually, and then we'll head out. But,
no, that was just an example of a conversation.
Yeah.
We don't have to do conversation
I don't really
starters at
know.
The end. Yeah.
No, it was...
And actually, weirdly, I don't even care about that question at all.
Right. I've already changed my mind about it.
It's sort of a, it's an interesting question because it tells people whether they were cool in that time. And the thing that you have to understand is that eighth grade was a blossoming for me. It was sort of a debut.
And again, we'll head out right after this, but this was me as Gaston in the eighth grade.
Wow, you pulled that up fast.
And
you
I just sent it to my ready. Friend earlier yeah. today.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Those girls are really screaming about going to get away from you.
Yeah.
They're not acting, yeah.
It's art imitating wife.
How's that?
What's that?
How is that art imitating wife?
We have to leave. Like, it's almost been an hour. Lauren has so much more important shit to do.
I do have to go.
Yes. So we'll see you guys again next week. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of the HeadGum Podcast. Check out Newcomers. Check out, if you only have like $5 to give a month, check out my Patreon. Patreon.com/Riley and Jeff. And otherwise, we'll see you guys next week. We'll catch you on the flip. Diesel?
Awful.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.